Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What one mom is thinking about doing to make working from home with a 6-year-old less stressful, you have to decide if it's good or bad parenting.
It's the Buzz Baby University, where you decide good parenting or bad parenting.
Okay, so how many of you are feeling like during the day you have to pretend you don't have kids and then at home you have to pretend you don't work? So if you're still working from home, how does that play out? How's that working for you? It's a huge struggle for a lot of people. So I got a message from... Gosh, I don't know if she wants me to say her name, so I'll just keep it anonymous. Whatever. I get a message. Okay. And she says, I'm still working from home. I hired a babysitter to watch my 6-year-old while I'm in the office with the door closed. Mm-hmm. Well, it's been almost every day now that my son will call for me and have a tantrum when I hear the sitter telling him, Mommy is working. He'll sit outside the office banging on the door, calling for me. When I come out to give him a hug and sit with him for a while, it ruins my workflow. I am just not getting my work done. Now, here's where you guys come in. Would I be a bad parent if I just stayed in the office, let him cry it out, have the sitter deal with it? 222-2899.
You kind of go through this, don't you?
Yes.
So this resonates very well with you.
It does. That's probably why she reached out to me and sent me the message instead of you, because, I often talk about how I'm watching my 7-year-old nephew.
Yeah, and you got stuff to do.
But you hire a sitter, though. This is great for both of us to help her answer. And you guys, too. I know a lot of you are struggling with this, too.
Yeah, in between, well, when I'm here and by the time I get home, you know, my wife is up and out and either on the road or working from home. And yesterday she had to work from home all day. I mean, it was really crunch time. I saw her for about 90 seconds. But that's exactly what is happening in our household. So I don't think it's bad parenting. You know, I've got Ellie, you know, I get home, babysitter leaves. You know, whatever, we do our thing, and Jill's up in the office. Doesn't matter if Ellie's screaming, crying, you know, whatever, fall down, bumps her head, hurts herself, whatever. Jill's like, I am not here.
Okay, but it's different when you are there. If it's another parent, well, then it's easier to say, okay, daddy's got it. When it's the sitter, who doesn't really have... I mean, I don't know the relationship with the sitter and the 6-year-old. You know, the 6-year-old knows mom and dad are the authority figures in my life. The sitter, who is she? So would Jill, do you think, still stay in the office if even the sitter was struggling with Ellie?
Yeah, I think she would, because she has to. It's time-sensitive stuff, and she can't just stop it. A lot of her stuff is virtual with clients, you know, Zoom calls and things like that. So, you know, I don't think it's bad parenting at all. I think it's good parenting to draw that line.
Well, that really is what it... Yeah, you're right. It's the boundaries. Where do you set the boundaries?
Yeah.
And it's so... The line is so blurred for these little kids, you know, 5, 6, 7, even Ellie's age. They don't get it. What do you mean you're at work in the office? You're right there. I can hear you. Yeah. I can see you.
If you're home, you're mommy.
Yeah. Right? What are you talking about? See, this goes back to that if when you're home, you got to pretend you don't work. This was a huge struggle for me when, you know, last year, March, when this all first happened.
A couple months ago, March.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, when was it? It wasn't last year, but it was last school year.
Right.
And I failed at it. I was terrible at it. Really? I didn't get any work done. I was so stressed. I was because I didn't know how to juggle my nephew and my work.
Right, right.
I felt too guilty to say, I got to get this done. I failed at it too when my kids were little and I was trying to get work done from home. I felt so guilty because they would say, you're always in the office. Are you working again?
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be like, you're right. Work should not come before my family. So I would stop. And that's all it did was stress me out.
Yes. And plus with your nephew, there's a different dynamic because you don't want him to not like being there because your sister entrusts you with him. So
yeah.
You actually have a little bit more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. 2222-2899. Is it bad parenting? What is the right answer, though?
Call us up. Tell us what you're going through. I'm sure you've gone through this here. It's 99 to Buzz, Bizanne and Sandy.
Your guilty pleasure every morning. It's the Breakfast Buzz with Spisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Good morning, 98.9 The Buzz. It's Spisano and Sandy with our Buzz Baby University, a situation a lot of people are trying to deal with right now.
Yeah, yeah. So you have to decide if this is good or bad parenting. Very quickly, if you just are joining the show, we had a mom reach out to us and she said that she's still working from home. She hired a babysitter to watch her 6-year-old while she's in the office with the door closed. Mm-hmm. Well, she says, it's almost every day that my son will call for me, have a tantrum when I hear the sitter telling him, mommy is working. He'll sit outside of the office banging on the door calling for me. When I come out to give him a hug, sit with him for a while, it ruins my workflow. I am just not getting my work done. Mm. Now, here's where you guys are coming in. 2222-2899. Would I be a bad parent if I just stayed in the office, let him cry it out, no matter what is happening outside, just have the sitter take care of it, just lock myself in the office during the day?
I don't think it's bad parenting. I think you got to set those boundaries, and that's it, and eventually the kid will understand.
You said Jill, actually, your wife struggles with this a lot.
Yeah, she did it yesterday. She was very good at it. She stayed right in the office no matter what was going on, and the babysitter was there.
It probably is smart because then you will get work done. And when you get your work done, then it keeps you more sane and you're more present when work is, quote unquote, over.
Mm.
But the guilt is just terrible. The little kids don't understand. 6 years old, they don't get it. They don't understand you're at work.
Yeah, but
you know what I mean? It confuses them. They're like, wait a minute, why is mommy? And what message does it send? I don't know if it's good parenting, just to say. Does Jill say things from inside the office like, honey,
no.
I'm right here.
No.
She doesn't even utter a word.
She's totally invisible. It's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. And because she's just, like I said, she has got these virtual calls and things where she can't be interrupted.
Aren't people like okay with that now if your kid walks in on the Zoom call?
Or like more forgiving?
Yeah. Mm. Isn't everybody more forgiving, or are there workplaces that, no, are not?
Hi, Buzz. Morning.
Good morning, Buzzaholics. How are we doing this morning?
Of course we are. How you doing, man?
I'm psychotic as always, but
good to know. You know, when it comes to being a parent, locking yourself in the office, and you get screaming take on that. What's your name?
Well, here's the thing. Luckily, I don't have an office job. I'm a corrections officer. My wife works in the hospital, so we can't work from home.
Mm.
But my 6-year-old son is autistic, nonverbal, and his second favorite person in the house isn't me, it's his older sister.
Uh-huh.
And we're having trouble because her Zoom school day is Wednesdays.
Oh.
And so he is bashing her door, wanting her attention. It's like, but she's right there. And because he's autistic, he's just starting to potty train, so he's buck naked running around the house. So that's all
oh,
he
oh no, wait a minute.
On my daughter's Zoom meeting, naked.
Ah, oh, Jesus.
So, I mean, we told my daughter to put headphones on. We'll take care of him. He promised. He's 60 pounds, 6-year-old. He's a big boy. He can almost knock that door down.
Oh my gosh. Your daughter is facing what this mom is dealing with.
Nature boy. Naked 6-year-olds running into the room on a video call.
Hey, but he's potty training, though, so that's a big thing. It's
a
huge thing. So we're proud of that.
Yeah, right.
But he can't tell us when he's got to go.
How's your idea? Own stock in Scotchgard, by any chance?
No kidding. Bounty paper towels. I buy them those at Costco. And they go through real quick.
We're feeling
it. You have to. My daughter, God bless her, she's 16 years old. She's like a second mother to my son.
That's great. That's
and
great.
And the hierarchy in the house is my wife,
mm-hmm.
my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
He'll actually go to the dog before he'll go to me.
And then Dad.
Get from the boxer.
Okay. Thanks for your info. I appreciate that. A bit too much information, but it was still funny.
What else can you do?
Exactly. Now I understand why you're so psychotic.
Exactly. Well, I mean, you got to remember too, Scott, not all of us are as lucky as you and have the nursing home staff helping take care of a kid.
Ooh, that was good. I like it.
Thanks, man.
Have a good morning, guys.
You too, man. See ya.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.